Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula has refused to give any details over a new driver's license card machine, saying he will answer questions at a later stage. He was replying to a question after assessing the progress made in upgrading Metro Rail's Northern Line in Cape Town. News of the new machine has been making the rounds at a time that the Department of Public Transport is dealing with a backlog of over 400,000 applications, which they are unable to deal with because the driver's license printing machine is broken. Joining us now on the line, we have Leighton Beard from the AA. Leighton, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So, has there been any further details that have emerged as to what happened to the one machine that we had to print the driver's license cards? Many were shocked to hear that we only had one machine in the country, and now it seems to be that reports seem to be suggesting that it was outdated, that machine anyway.
It was, and I mean, the only information we really have is that it was next to a building that was flooding. And the flood spread to where this machine was. And so essentially this machine was underwater. And that's the reason why it got damaged and it needed to be repaired. And that's why it broke.
Should there have been red flags years ago that we've only got one machine and that it's an old machine and that is not an ideal situation to be in?
Certainly. I mean, it's putting all your eggs in one basket, and that's not what you want at all. So I think that was a red flag. Ideally, we would have liked to have seen at least two or three other machines spread across the country. You know, if you have only one machine and one little thing goes wrong on it, it compromises the entire machine. So, yes, I mean, it's a huge problem, and I think it did come as a shock to many people that we only have the one machine. And like I say, now that one small thing has happened to it, you know, we're seeing hundreds of thousands of people who are now not going to receive their documents in time and maybe driving illegally because they don't have the right documentation, which is incredibly sad.
I know, and I've heard some friends mention the same, that the cards that have been printed of late seem to be not all that clear. I personally reapplied for my driver's license last year, and when that card came, the picture almost seemed smudged, you know, somewhat vague compared to the previous driver's license that I had.
Yeah, I must say, we haven't really heard many reports of that, so I don't want to comment on that specifically. But certainly, I think it's a problem. You know, if there are people out there who have, you know, driving license cards and they're not happy with the quality, then that becomes a huge issue as well. People need to trust the quality of the machine. They need to trust the quality of the document they get from that machine because ultimately they're paying for it. So, you know, let's see what happens when this machine comes back. But currently we're in a situation where, you know, every day that it's not here in South Africa printing driving license cards, it's another couple of thousand people who are added to the backlog. And that's certainly not a position we want to be in.
Has there been any indication as to how long it will take to repair this machine?
None at all. And that's a problem because obviously we'd like to know, but there hasn't been any communication. And as you said in the introduction, the minister is pretty vague on detail.
Have you heard talk about a new machine perhaps being purchased?
I think there's been rumors about it, but I haven't really seen anything official. So, again, not something that I'm very happy to comment on because I don't know. One or two people have said to me, they're looking at buying new machines, but nothing official, nothing certainly, on a ministerial letterhead.
Is it time to relook the entire system? There has been suggestions for a long time that our licenses should be valid for a longer period and we should not be expected to renew it as often as we do.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. A newer system is long overdue. The current system needs to be ripped out and replaced. There's no question about that. And yes, I mean, the AA is very much in favor of extending the validity period of the licenses from 5 to 10 years. It just makes a lot of sense. So, yes to both of your questions. We need to extend the license and we need to get a whole new system. Why this whole system can't be done online from beginning to end is an absolute mystery, especially considering when you can, you know, submit your taxes and get refunds online from SARS. You know, the technology is there. The system can work. It's just, I absolutely think everything needs to change.
Leighton, very good speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That was Leighton Beard of the AA. The minister not talking much about the new driver's license card machine. Rumors suggesting that they are going to purchase a new one. The old one is being repaired. We only had one in the country. And is it time to just relook the whole system?